this past summer we had in Canmore was crazy. And one of the biggest events was the explosion we had.
If you were here in Canmore on June 26th, you knew something happened. 18 homes affected immediately as a result of the blast. Soon after, I think around 4 homeowners since have occupied their homes. So there's 14 homes in that block that sit in some state of disarray, either partway through redevelopment or the homeowners are still negotiating, I think is a kind word, yeah, with their insurance companies regarding the value of their belongings. A big challenge, you know, that I wrote about in the Outlook last week has been that some of the older homes had asbestos in their roofs, which when the houses shook from the explosion was dislodged. And a lot of people didn't realize that that meant that every single item that they owned in their entire life would go in a bin and be carted off to be put in a landfill. You don't have your belongings, and then you have to work with your insurance company about the value of them.
That's hard.
So, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, how do you prove this is the couch I had and this is what it was worth when your couch has been taken away?
Yeah.
And all your photos of the couch and all exactly. your receipts from buying the couch.
Everything proves you owned that couch is
gone.
Is null. Yeah.
A little bit of relief from Canmore Council this week.
That's awesome.
A couple homeowners requested some tax relief. Council can, under the MGA, reduce or defer property taxes. Now, it's important for everyone to remember your property taxes are half municipal, half provincial. So the provincial half is out of Edmonton. The town of Canmore has nothing to do with how that's set. But the municipal half, they do. The administration recommended not providing tax relief or a tax reduction for the houses. But if you look at the legislation and the direction, it's quite clear there's not a lot of support for requests for property tax reductions.
Right.
Everyone needs to pay their property taxes. We all, if we're using the services that they pay for. However, these homes are not using anything.
Yeah.
The owners are not allowed to enjoy any of the services that run up their street and run their home. So council voted for every month that a homeowner is not able to live in their home, they get the relief of the municipal taxes for 2015. It's a little bit.
Yeah.
It's recognizing, you know, there's not much our elected officials or the municipality could do at all for this neighborhood, for our neighbors and our friends who are going through this. This is just one thing, though, that they can do.